Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is 6:36. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning. Ugandan-born Zoran Mamdani is on course to win New York City's Democratic mayoral primary. Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has conceded the race to Mamdani. Well, what does this mean? There's been a tremendous amount of reaction in the press in New York City. John Day is the founder and owner of Law Offices in the United States. John, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Thanks for having me.
A great pleasure. There's a tremendous amount of concern around this. One of it is the fact that he seems to have openly supported movements that have either endorsed or excused violence. How much of a concern is this?
Well, this is a shockwave. For the Democratic Party here in the States, and apparently for the city of New York. I mean, here is Mamdani, who has made no secret of, as you said, this support for causes that it's stunning that he could win in a city. 10% of the city's population is Jewish. Mm-hmm. Now it's almost a certainty that they'll have Mamdani as the first Muslim mayor. And yet he was able to draw on support from and it wasn't a close race. I mean, against Cuomo, the former governor, he was able to draw on support from a number of young people, disparate groups around the city. It's basically, as we say, giving the middle finger to the Democratic establishment in New York. And it is sending a shockwave through the Democratic Party throughout the country as the Democrats try to figure out how do you run against Trump and the Republicans these days. So a lot of significant factors here, but, you know, including the one that you mentioned in terms of his support for causes that are probably anathema to the Democratic establishment.
What's so odd is you had this incredible movement when Trump won, away from woke issues, away from the defunding of the police, this type of narrative, and yet somehow there's almost this little bubble that is still holding on to it. I guess what I'm trying to figure out is it about that, or is it about a lack of real alternatives? Because Cuomo himself wasn't a particularly strong, he's certainly well known, but he has a very checkered past, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. He was the governor. He resigned in the midst of scandals, sex scandals, etc. So not the most compelling candidate, but he was able to gather the support of the traditional Democratic establishment in the city, and it was a real upset. Mamdani was not supposed to be doing that well, according to all the polling that led up to that. There were some that actually had him doing okay, but so no, Cuomo was not a very compelling candidate, but he was seen as one who could, you know, he knows the system, he knows how to deal with politics in New York State, New York City. Of course, he has a machine behind him. But here is this guy, 33-year-old upstart. He's had two terms in the state assembly, and that's it. And now he's on track to run the biggest city in the country. And, the fact is that he was able to, as you said, you know, is it a reversal of that sort of anti-woke movement that propelled Trump into office? What is the implication, what is the reaction? And I think it's probably too early. It's going to take some time to sort out, but whatever it was that generated this pretty significant victory was something that is bringing a lot of pain to the Democratic Party throughout the country.
What is the process now? Is it you say it's almost a given? Is it a given that he is the Democratic candidate, or a given that he becomes the mayor of New York City? Take us through how this works.
Right. Well, New York has this ranked choice voting system. So there will be a second sort of a follow-up election. And in that election, what's interesting about that is Cuomo is now saying, well, I may run as an independent. The other person who's in the race is Eric Adams, the scandal-ridden current mayor, who is also running not as a Democrat, which is how he got elected in the first place. But he says he's running as an independent. So I think, even though I think a lot of people think it's probably a certainty that Mamdani will survive and win, a lot of things can happen between now and then. And I think one of the things that, one of the variables that we don't know about is what could happen internationally that might affect the race. Mm. You know, all these things could have some, could come into play. But at the end of the day, it looks like you'll have Cuomo probably as an independent with the Democratic establishment again behind him. And it may be that, this is enough of a shock that Mamdani's success here doesn't translate into a victory in the final, the second round of these ranked choice elections. I mean, you know, the reaction on Wall Street has been stunned. I mean, you know, here's a guy who's talking about free, making everything in the city essentially free. I mean, he's an avowed Democratic socialist, which
sounds
is not a a Wall Street theme.
Yeah, I just wonder, a prediction on my side, and I'm very often wrong with this sort of thing, is I can foresee that he will not win, ultimately. He will not be the New York City mayor, but I think he's going to be a very, very strong contender and leader within the Democratic Party, because you could see how he's definitely got the X factor, whatever it is. I can agree with his policies. I can hate them, love them. It doesn't really matter. He's drawing the attention of the press, much like Trump does, not in the same way, but he does. He's got that magical attraction, and I could foresee him being one of the leaders, the new upcoming leadership within the Democratic Party. And that is a concern I would have for the Democrats in general, because he's definitely much, much further to the left than the rest of the party. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I believe your analysis, I mean, your analysis of American politics is very, very canny and very good, Howard. I mean, it's one of the things I've learned. I mean,
thank you.
But I think you're right in the sense that he stands for something, even if he doesn't win. But I think that's, you know, that certainly remains to be seen. A lot of things can happen. But he does stand for something that shows that there is this huge divide within the Democratic Party, not just within New York State or the city, but nationally, because the Democrats are in disarray. They haven't figured out at all how to run for office and win in the era of Trump. And so now you have these far left candidates, Mamdani, fellow New Yorker Ocasio-Cortez, who's also a Democratic socialist, who is making a lot of headway. And what does that mean when you're trying, are the establishment Democrats want to pull everything back into the center? And that's not happening with these young progressives who are maybe, you know, far left of progressive, the Democratic Socialist candidates. What does that mean for national elections? The Democrats, we have these midterm congressional elections coming up, and I think the Democrats are, we're somewhat confident that they could take over the House of Representatives. But if the national picture that's being portrayed of Democrats is Mamdani, maybe that's not going to happen.
It's the problem is, of course, is that there's a vacuum, and in the when vacuums are created, the space is filled, and it's filled by somebody who's the right person at the right time, even if it's not necessarily a good or right answer.